We have a Milwaukee Classical Guitar Society, Christine and Nick.
And we'll start with the workshops on this one. So I'm not interrupting again. Get too relaxed here.
Well, this is a young organization. I think they should go to you for grant writing suggestions. And I can relate to this because I've been in a lot of organizations where I'm starting right at the beginning. My first grants are really embarrassing, but they really did, in the end, grow significantly and were very successful, but it took a while. So I think that's what this group is. They're for K through 12, poverty at risk, limited English. There's no paid staff. There's only four people on the board. Three of them are musicians and guitar teachers, classical guitar, and one is an accountant. Got to keep that accountant. And I think, okay, it's limited English. They work with the University of Wisconsin and I think this Milwaukee to determine content for the performance and the presentations. They work with the students, and I think most of this grant is to pay the students. They're not taking any money for themselves. I think they should start putting down that their efforts could be cash, so they could increase the grant because it's really small. And also they should have an in-kind line for all the people who help them out because they're doing a lot of stuff. So they have question and answer sessions after each performance. At this point, it's just more of a performance and letting the students know about classical guitar and develop an interest. And from the evaluation part, they want to do a guitar trivia game, and they're going to give them a survey before the presentation. And from the way they were, it seems like something they want to have as an ongoing basis. And after they've had a few sessions, then they're going to do another survey so they can do another game so they can figure out how much they've learned from the experiences. So first of all, I think, let's see, and they're working with the university and the school systems, and they're sending out flyers to parents, website, Facebook. They need to do a little bit more marketing. Yeah, but it's their first year. That's all I have to say.
I'm a musician, so maybe I'll feel the extra critical. I totally applaud what they're trying to do. I think it's a little under thought still at this point. And I think that budgeting more for especially kind of planning what the work presentations are going to be and then training the students would really strengthen the application. Based on the feedback, it sounds like maybe they're not totally well prepared when they go into the classroom. Classical guitar is great. More people should know about it. But when you're going to go into a classroom and make everybody listen to it and talk about it, I think there has to be a why. Mm-hmm. How does this relate to your life? How is this relevant? If you're going to talk about the history of music, the background of the composers, in one case, they're going to talk about the wood. That just needs to be more, and maybe they can kind of standardize, like, rather than kind of making it up as they go along to meet the needs of every school, they just have a more standard kind of, this is what we're going to do, this is what we have available. and so I just feel like they need to make it more relevant to the people that they're trying to, rather than just saying, this is beautiful and you should enjoy it and know about it. And even like the trivia game, I taught like world music, and a lot of what you teach is like, oh, these are all the instruments that they play in Iraq. And you feel kind of like, why do you have to know that?
Right.
Like, how does that, there's always this issue of like, how does that relate back to making this relevant to you?
Well, what they did talk about is music lessons, having guitar lessons. They're all instructors. And I would think that that would be something that would happen in the future. Tribute game, you get a scholarship, something like that.
I did like that it was just music students who were going out.
Yeah.
Into the community. I thought that was great.
They're being paid.
But to standardize their presentations would be to train them.
Yeah,
how to
train them.
Pay people to develop a curriculum.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that they included that survey with the feedback that wasn't necessarily all positive. No, the teacher that wrote the feedback for that student performance was very kind in the way she wrote it. But I thought it was very strong of them to include that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very
right.
being self-critical, and
right.
they're really looking for places to grow. You know, a lot of people
that's
would have, like, well, maybe we don't want
to include
that.
We don't have to put that in there.
But, you know, the fact that they're willing to share, like, yeah, we are young, and we're starting to develop some of the tools that we need to, and acknowledging where we fall short. I mean, I think that speaks positively for others.
I think there was a professor that was running this program. He retired, and they decided they wanted to continue, so they picked up themselves. And yeah, I think they need
structure.
Yeah, I had a question. It seems like just from that the work sample, do the students just the UWM students always just go out by themselves? Just one person goes out.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Because in some ways, if they went out in twos, then sometimes that can often be a better presentation.
Right.
And I had the question too of how are these students prepared to present to groups of kindergartners? It's very different than presenting to seniors in high school. So how are they prepared, if at all? And maybe they're not. I mean, it's such a small organization. I mean, they're just
four people.
But it's things to consider.
But it's, they could partner with the education department.
Yeah. They are. At the university,
yeah, there's a student, but I mean, like, in terms of developing their
I think they are.
I thought the training just sounded like it was one teacher.
I thought, one teacher goes into the classroom.
No,
but
one teacher who was training the students
to go into the classroom.
Oh.
That's what
I thought the board was going in there and talking to them and working with them.
Something was just one.
Okay.
And I wish they would have just told us how many schools they visited last year, because they obviously sent students out to do this last year. So how many schools responded? How many times they? Because it seems like they just send out an announcement to all the schools saying, "Here's our programming, and if you're interested, contact us." So how many schools were interested? Worked with them.
What's this? It's a new program. The start date is September of this year.
Oh, so that feedback from the teacher was maybe from the fall or something.
Yeah, they've been going out in the schools and trying to find out what would be appropriate for their school to teach.
Test run.
Yeah.
I see.
It says here the program may take place in elementary, middle, and high schools across Southeastern Wisconsin. So not all of it has been defined.
But that might help them tighten this up too. Is like how many presentations can they handle? They might have to say, well, up to 10 performances in schools or something. But maybe they don't even know how many music students they would have to send out yet.
Children love to listen to music. Yeah, if I was a kindergarten teacher, I'd be so happy.
Nick, just a follow up on what you said. You said it could strengthen the application if they connected with the School of Education at UWM rather than the music program,
yeah.
Music department. Right.